This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
My name is Roy Hill, and I'm aged 92, rather ancient for aircrew. I've lost it.
In 1941,
I joined out, yeah. And,
see.
And went and, oh, crikey. I was a wireless operator, air gunner on Lancasters, and we were shot down over the Ruhr by a German night fighter. It's rather unusual, in as much as I know the name of the chap who shot us down. He was Karl Friedrich Müller. That was the name of the chap who shot us down, flying an ME-109G. That was the type of aircraft he flew in. But unfortunately, I never had the pleasure of meeting him, because he died in 1989, I think. Yeah. My name is Roy Hill,
yeah.
And I was in the RAF throughout the war,
right.
And I joined up when I was 18 years old, and I was in the RAF right through the war, and when we were shot down by Germans and incarcerated in Stalag Luft 1 in Germany. And at the end of the war, I was very, very lucky in as much as I was repatriated to England.
So, Roy, you got caught up in the prisoner of war camp. What was that like?
Yeah, well, it's not a very good subject for conversation, is it? Because your freedom is taken from you, and you have to make the best of things while you're there. But I was lucky, because I was only there about 6 months, and then we were flown home by the Americans in their flying fortresses. That's what the chaps who flew us back, and that was the beginnings of a new life for me after the war.
Roy, you were. Which squadron were you put into, and how did it work through to when you got shot down? Did you do long sorties, short ones, or
mostly long?
And did you get to fly with the same crew, or
always? Yeah.
So, how did that work? I mean, I don't know anything about this, so
yeah.
If you could explain to me how.
Well, we were very, very fortunate. We got on very well as a crew, and I've shown you pictures. Yeah. We were a band of brothers, really. Some of us very young. Two of the crew were only 18, and I was only 19, and at the time. Of course, we had three of the chaps were in their 30s. So as if we had quite a wide
age range.
And
you've got Australians.
Yeah.
Part of the crew.
We had three Australians in the crew, and I took them all home to see my folks, and it was a great occasion.
So you did everything, dancing, fire flying.
Yeah, we did. We lived together. We were
a crew.
A crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roy, could you tell me who you are, please?
My name is Roy Hill. I'm 80. Get me right. I was a flight lieutenant in the RAF during the war, where I was a Wallace operator air gunner, and we flew in Lancasters, and we were shot down on our 18th mission.
So how did you get into the RAF in the first place?
Volunteered. Well, yes, when war came, I had the option of flying in the Air Force, so I applied to go in the Air Force, and I was one of a group of four who we all tried together to get into the Air Force, and I'm the only survivor of those four. The other three were all killed subsequently.
Right. Did you plan to be a wireless operator, or did
no.
you
want to go? This was all in 1941, the year after the Battle of Britain. Of course, I wanted to be a pilot. Everyone did, but in my case, when I volunteered for air crew, the only thing I could qualify for or was Wallet Operator Air Gunner. And that's what I eventually became.
Did you meet your crew at the squadron, or did you...
We got together at a place called Silverstone. That's where they have the car racing now. It's when we all got together. And as a crew, it was wonderful, really, because the RAF, they used to put you in an enormous hangar, hundreds of you, all mixed up, and they said, "Here we are, form yourselves into crews of seven." It's amazing, really. It worked. We were volunteers, all of us. We got together as a team. And it was one of those magic moments, really.
So how many missions did you say you flew together?
Oh, well we shot down on our 18th mission, yeah.
So... can you remember your first one?
Very well, yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about it? Because it was your first flight with your own crew. I just wondered if you could sort of tell us what it was like.
It was a very hair-raising experience to be flying towards Germany with a full load of bombs for the first time. And it was... quite something. we flew to the target was Brest in France for that particular mission that we were bombing two battleships which were there at the time in dock. And anyway, we survived, much to our own relief, and we took it from there. That was our first trip. Mm. At the end of the war, I was a photographer, and I was stationed at Farnborough, where they have a school of photography. And while I was there, I had the job of giving orders to no less than 150 chaps who were all NCO crew members who'd made all ended the war in on the sports squadrons, and they were all they wanted to do was go home. I'm talking about 150 NCOs, and I was in charge of them.
Yeah.
And all they wanted to do was, it was demob. They wanted to go home. And I had to make it easy for them. That was a heck of a job.
So how did you do that?
I had to organise games and things, anything that would keep an occupied, and it sounds easy, but it wasn't. When you've got 150 blokes to please, and all they had on their minds was they wanted to go home, because their war was all finished, and they were ready to had been repatriated.
So, why did you have to send them back in sections?
No, I had to send them home to their various homes. Not a nice job. Home. They wanted to go home. The war was finished, and all I wanted to do was go home. Now, that applied to all 150 blokes. They were all NCOs. They'd all completed a tour of operations, and the war was over.
So what did you have to sort out for them so they could go home?
That's right.
So what sort of things did you have to sort out apart from keeping them happy?
No, that was it.
That was your pure job, to make sure they...
was to keep them occupied until they could go home, virtually. Yeah. So I did that for some time, and... and eventually I finished up at the School of Geography, and that was it. My home at Fleet. So I was able to live at home and go to work at Farnborough. It's wonderful. There you go.
So you're a prisoner of war?
Yeah. in Germany. Stalagluft 1.
Did you get caught straight away, or did you have a bit of a run around first?
No, I was free for a couple of days, that's all. Then they caught up with me.
How did they catch up with you? Were you just in the wrong place at the right time, or did
me,
you...
I was in the forest, going along, and all of a sudden, chap said, "Halt, halt," as the Germans do, and that was when my war ended, virtually.
Were any of your other crew caught with you, or?
Yeah, we were all separated. We all went our various ways. I did meet the pilot and the bombhaber and the navigator in Stalag. They finished up there in the Stalag. And the others were killed.
When you were incarcerated, how did you keep yourself busy? As like you said, when the crews were demobbed, you had to keep them busy. How did you keep yourself busy while you were incarcerated?
Writing poetry.
I see, in those days, yeah. I could write. I used to love to write. Wrote all sorts of stuff, but it's all gone. I can no longer write.
It's only because it's hard, though. I just thought, in the book, isn't there some of your poems in it?
No,
towards the end.
Poems are all...
I don't know which way to start. Everything's in here, really, what you want to know about Roy. There he is, prisoner of war, and his number on him and everything. We shall have a cup of tea now.
Hello, my name is Roy Hill. I was a flight lieutenant in the RAF during the war, and I joined up in 1941. I had hoped to fly in the Battle of Britain, but that was all over then. The Battle of Britain was fought in 1940, and I just missed it on that one. I joined up in 1941. The year after, and of course I had subsequently had quite a long time in the Air Force right through the war until the end of the war, when I was a photographic officer in the at the School of Photography at Farnborough in Hampshire, and it was and there it was
On behalf of the International Bomber Command Digital Archive Unit, I'd like to thank Roy Hill at his home at Woodpecker Cottage for his recording on the 7th of July 2015. Many thanks.